Clue 102.9. The Beat of Santa Fe. Joining us today in the studio is Kim Shanahan from Santa Fe Parade of Homes. I know you have many other titles. Could you tell us what they are, Kim? Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you, Jan. Well, my official title is the Executive Officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association.
The SFHBA.
We call it SFHBA Hubba.
Suffa Hubba. Remember, when you're referring to this young man, you have to call him Mr. Suffa Hubba. So what's going on this weekend? This is the second weekend of Santa Fe Parade of Homes. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. We always line up our Parade of Homes with Indian Market, so there's just tons of folks in town. We've got 16 homes in the parade, and we've got some really, really new, cool stuff. And I must say that the kind of the collapse of the speculative home market has actually opened up some creativity, because now we're just not putting out kind of that logs in the ceiling, puffy wall, vanilla sort of Santa Fe style. We got some cool, edgy stuff this year.
And by cool and edgy, you mean younger, more modernist designs and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
we've
wow.
Four designer builders, who have got homes in this year's parade. They're all kind of in their mid-30s and really putting out some cool stuff. As a matter of fact, our Grand Hacienda Parade winner, Jesse Grease, has got a home over on Cordova that he built for himself and his young family. It's slick. It's modern. It's got steel fabrication, mixing it with some 200-year-old antique beams. Jesse's stuff is just really incredible.
So there are beams in the ceiling.
Well, not in the ceiling, actually.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Got them kind of over the headers in the doorways.
Oh, cool.
Sort of selectively using these things.
Imaginative uses of Santa Fe traditional style.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
In a really modernist tone. Last night was the Parade of Homes Twilight Tour.
Twilight Tour, yeah.
And how many homes were involved in that?
Probably about 8. And the Twilight Tour is kind of unique because that's actually the only free night. Free time to go out and see homes. The homes are, you know, you got to get a ticket. They're $15, but it gets you into every home and it gets you any day. So if you can't get to all the homes in one day, you can kind of spread it out over the weekend. It does go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 6.
All 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do people get tickets to attend the Parade of Homes?
Well, start at any home. We've got young kids from Santa Fe High Soccer who are at the front door kind of checking for tickets and also selling tickets. So you can start at any home on the tour, pick up a magazine at there, and the magazine's free, and it has maps of the tour. You know, there's three other folks who were also in the parade, also younger builders. So this is kind of not your dad's Parade of Homes. This is some cool stuff. Chris Long of Wheeler Construction and Design also has a very modernist kind of approach. His wife is a Yale-trained architect.
Yuki,
exactly. And
yes.
Their stuff is really cool, too. And again, that was a home that they built for themselves. Also, Mark Giorgetti of Palo Santo Design has got two homes in the parade, kind of out on the 285 area. And then the young sons of Sharon Woods, the grand dam of Santa Fe style. Her sons are kind of taking over her company, Rob and Shane. Rob actually remodeled an old house for himself and his young family, too. So it's cool stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're planning on going on Sunday. I'm very excited about this. So it's nice to know that we can just pick up tickets at any of the homes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the second and final weekend of Santa Fe Parade of Homes. So today, Saturday and Sunday. It starts from 11 in the morning and goes until 6 p.m. You're not going to want to miss out on this show. Is there a website people can check out?
Uh-huh. There is, actually. You can go to haciendasmagazine.com, and there's an online flip version of the magazine. You can also go to our website, which is sfahba.com, and that'll link you to the Haciendas magazine page, too.
Suffahubba.com.
Suffahubba.
So where are you going to be all weekend long?
I'm going to be doing the tour. You know, for me, I can't do it quickly because whenever I go to one of the homes, I wind up spending, you know, an hour chatting with the builders.
Oh, certainly.
So I'm going to do like 4 a day. I did 8 last weekend, and I'm going to do 4 Saturday and 4 on Sunday. So I might run into you. I also would just want to point out that on Saturday on our sister station, KTRC, 1260 AM, I've got an interview with Jesse Grease, the Grand Hacienda Parade winner. So if you're out cruising around in the parade, tune in to 1260 AM and listen to a little bit more detail about Jesse Grease.
And just like this, it will probably be a podcast on SantaFe.com.
Right.
Check this out. We'll be posting this as a podcast in case you missed the entire interview with Kim Shanahan of Santa Fe Parade of Homes. It'll be on the SantaFe.com website. Just go to all podcasts and look up under Blue. Kim, thank you so much for coming in. I realize I made you come in very early.
I get up early. I'm an old guy.
Okay, me too. Thanks for coming in. Don't miss out. It's the second and final weekend of the Santa Fe Parade of Homes. You may have have missed the Twilight Tour last night, but it's not too late. You've got today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 6, and you can pick up tickets at any of the homes. And how many are there on the tour again?
16.
16, and that's nice. One quarter of them, you say, are by people under the age of 40, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, actually, Mark Giorgetti's got two in, so it's a little more than a quarter.
But my God, that's even better.
Yeah, it is cool.
I love modernism and contemporary design as well, so it'll be a really nice mix. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome, Kim. And don't forget to check the podcast online. And we'll see you at the Parade of Homes.